This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As protests continue across the country and federal and state lawmakers draft proposals to combat the abuse of force against Americans, particularly African Americans, two Democratic lawmakers have called for California's Attorney General to investigate the fatal shooting of a young man by a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy. In a statement, the two lawmakers say there's a need for an independent investigation into the death of 18-year-old Andres Guajardo so the public will trust the findings. Messages seeking comment were sent to the State Attorney General's office and the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Guajardo was shot Thursday after Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies spotted him with a gun in front of a business. Several hundred people gathered Sunday to protest the shooting. A New York City police officer has now been suspended without pay after he was recorded putting his arm around a man's neck in what the police commissioner called an apparent chokehold. The department's action to suspend the officer was stunning in its swiftness, occurring just hours after the morning confrontation on a beach boardwalk in Queens. The American Museum of Natural History is removing a statue of Theodore Roosevelt on horseback with a Native American man and an African man on his sides, after objections that it symbolizes colonial expansion and racial discrimination. Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city supports removal of the statue because it depicts Black and Indigenous people as subjugated and racially inferior. France's human rights auditor said Monday authorities need to take measures to halt racial discrimination that has become a, quote, systemic element of French society requiring an, quote, ambitious, end quote, public policy response. The report comes as France has seen a series of rallies against racism in the wake of the Black Lives Matter protest in the United States sparked by the killing of George Floyd by a white police officer. This is VOA News. The new coronavirus pandemic is still accelerating and its effects will be felt for decades. That's what the World Health Organization's Director General told an online conference Monday. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told the virtual health forum, quote, "We know that the pandemic is much more than a health crisis. It is an economic crisis, a social crisis, and in many countries a political crisis. Its effects will be felt for decades to come," end quote. The number of people who've died from the virus approaches 468,000, and it's approximately 120,000 in the United States, where some health experts warn of what they call a second wave of COVID-19 this fall. Others say the United States and some other parts of the world are not over the first wave. The number of confirmed infections around the world quickly approaches the milestone of 9 million, more than 2.2 million in the U.S. Brazil, the world's number two coronavirus hotspot after the United States, officially passed 50,000 coronavirus deaths Sunday, a blow for a country already grappling with more than 1 million cases, rising political instability, and a crippled economy. Experts say the true numbers are higher because of a lack of widespread testing. In China, Beijing is banning imports from the top U.S. poultry producer, Tyson Foods, after an outbreak of the virus in one of its plants. China is also ordering a Beijing Pepsi factory to close as authorities race to contain a new cluster in the capital. Health officials report 22 new cases in Beijing from an outbreak linked to a wholesale market. Passengers don masks as they arrive at Madrid's main airport now that Spain has opened its borders to most European countries. It ended a state of emergency Sunday. Spain's borders are still not now open to Portugal, the Schengen area members outside the bloc, and Britain. All arriving passengers will have their temperature taken, submit information about where they've come from, and provide their location in Spain in case they need to be traced. Spain's border with Portugal is supposed to reopen July 1st. German Chancellor Angela Merkel sharply condemned a violent rampage in Stuttgart, her spokesman said Monday. She calls the brutal attacks against police officers and the looting of shops by hundreds of people, quote, abhorrent. German authorities have expressed shock over the rampage of an unprecedented scale in the early hours of Sunday in the city center of Stuttgart. Hundreds of partygoers ran riot, attacking police and looting stores after smashing up shop windows. Police reported at least 19 colleagues hurt and 24 people arrested provisionally, half of them German nationals. For more on these and other stories, visit voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.